In this video, we'll discover about starting with the end in mind. For me, the greatest beauty always lies in the greatest clarity. Gotthold Ephraim Lessing. Nothing is more beautiful than doing something with a clear purpose. Therefore, you should always ask yourself, why am I doing this? Procrastination experts have discovered that one of the reasons people waste time on a task is when they cannot understand its purpose. In this section, we'll explore how you can start a journey with clarity by having the end in mind. What do you really want? Don't wait until anyone asks you this question before you answer it. This is a crucial question you need to answer at the early stage of your life. I ask people this question a couple of times, and their answer is often shocking. I discovered that many people have never taken time to ask themselves what they want to do with their lives. Many people are hoping that some powers out there will align the stars in their favor without a clear plan. There are many reasons people have this approach to life. Some people don't decide what they want to do with their lives because they believe that whatever will be, will be. A deterministic approach to life will limit you because this mindset will not make you put in the necessary hard work to succeed in any task. It doesn't make you take responsibility for your life and make you leave things to chance. This simplistic perception will not give you reasons to be passionate about anything. Another reason some people don't make plans is that they believe that life is too full of uncertainties. Of course, it's true that life doesn't always give us what we deserve. Still, you can increase your chances of achieving success in life when you have something specific you are thinking about. If you want to live life with clarity, you need to start with the end in mind. If you haven't decided what you want to do with your life, close this video course now and think about it before you continue watching. Purpose or pressure. It's good that you have something specific you want to achieve with your life. Still, it might not be enough when your motives are wrong. Why do you want to achieve your dream? This question is more important than the desire to attain a goal. When your reasons for choosing a dream are questionable, so many things can go wrong along the way. You might quit along the line or even achieve the target only to discover that it's not worth it. For example, if you're trying to attain a goal to gain the approval of a person or some people, you're playing a dangerous game. If anyone does not accept you because you haven't reached a standard, you might never be good enough for that person. You might have to keep doing something to be in the good book of the person or individuals. So when deciding what you want to do with your life, ensure that your decision isn't based on pressure, but purpose. Some people also strive to achieve certain goals so they can prove a point to some people. They want to be able to tell the individuals that didn't believe in them that they made it. This approach will only make you desperate, which can lead to wrong decisions you will regret in the long run. No one should be the reason you want to achieve a target. What will happen to you if the person is still not pleased at the end of the day? You'll be devastated. So scrutinize your motive before striving to attain a target. Dangers of following the crowd. When your dreams are based on the desire to please people, you're at the risk of the following issues. Instability. You can never be stable when your dream isn't based on your personal conviction. You'll realize that you have many abandoned projects. You were striving hard to be a successful real estate investor 2 years ago, but you don't fancy it anymore. You've decided to pursue a musical career now. The year before, you wanted to be a footballer. When the people around you realize that you are like that, they'll not take you seriously. Instead of encouraging you, you will have more people doubting you. It might hurt that you don't get the necessary support you need. However, it might be your fault. Every dream has its challenges. Decide what you want devoid of sentiments and pursue it regardless of the challenges you face. Loss of uniqueness. Whoever makes decisions based on trends cannot stay true to him or herself. Things can get so messed up that you cannot even tell who you are. You have copied so many people and followed different trends that you no longer know what matters to you. Your value system has been infested, and you have sacrificed your uniqueness on the altar of acceptance. This isn't a situation you should find yourself in. If you realize that you don't know who you are anymore, you need to retrace your steps. You have left your true self somewhere behind. If you take your time to eliminate the wrong influences in your life, you will regain your uniqueness. Poor performance. You can only be best when you stay true to yourself. When you set targets that don't align with your strength, you cannot perform at the peak of your powers. You'll be struggling, and it will become evident that something has to be done. Of course, you shouldn't give up easily. You might be facing challenges sometimes because you need to acquire more skills. Take your time and ask yourself why things haven't been going fine for you. Could it be because you need more training, or because you are doing something that doesn't align with your personality? If the issue is that you need to acquire more skills, don't hesitate to invest in your training. However, if the issue is that you are doing something that doesn't maximize your strength, you need a new career path. Low self-worth. Poor performance will affect your self-esteem, which can discourage you from trying something new. Indeed, everyone fails. Nonetheless, if you discover that you're often struggling to meet your target, you need to go back to the drawing board. In the words of Socrates, it is better to change an opinion than to persist with a wrong one. Persistence has its place. However, it's futile to stick with an approach that isn't producing the needed result. Don't be afraid to admit when you're wrong. Be the best version of yourself, rather than be average because you want others to accept you. You don't have to do things the way your family and friends do it before you can achieve success. Mood disorder. We all have reasons to be sad sometimes. We all have bad days when we don't want to talk to anyone, including our loved ones. There are just days like that when you just want to be alone with your thoughts so that you can process what has been going wrong with your life. Yet, it's a problem when such days and situations are consistent. It might be a sign that you are battling depression, which is a psychological problem. One of the reasons you might find yourself battling depression is when you live your life based on the acceptance of others. There's nothing wrong with wanting to impress someone once in a while. Still, it shouldn't be something you have to repeat consistently. Stay more around the people that will not treat you like trash just because you didn't possess certain things. You should find value in yourself and be yourself without being apologetic about it. Starting with the end in mind makes it easy to do this.